Hi, I'm Emma, and you're listening to the Consciously Connected podcast, a space where I chat to creators and quite often to myself around forming a connection within to connect to our outer worlds more clearly. I myself am a yoga teacher, an Ayurvedic practitioner, and a womb science facilitator. Combine this with 5 years in marketing, and you have me trying to draw both of my worlds together to help creators create consciously. If this is something that you're interested in learning more about, you can find me over at consciouscreatorco_ on Instagram. For now, let's get on with the show. Hi, and welcome back to another episode. Little pre-warning before we begin, I have been to the gym and I've had a coffee. So I'm feeling pretty fired up today. And I thought this was the perfect time to come and speak on this topic. Because I'll be honest, I've been putting off having this discussion for a while now. And I think it's important to address why, because I know that a lot of creators, a lot of business owners share this same fear of putting out opinions that are strong, that are maybe a little different to the majority, that are quote unquote controversial. I don't know how much I believe in controversial opinions, like, you know, your opinion is your opinion. But having this fear of sharing that. And we do live in a world of cancel culture. Like, we have seen so many people, particularly in the coaching space over the last year or so, be cancelled publicly. And I mean, even thinking about that makes my stomach do somersaults. But also because we do have this natural tribe instinct. We want to be accepted by our tribe for safety. So I just kind of wanted to start this episode with compassion for that fear. But also, I've been doing a lot of work over the last six months on really letting my opinions be heard and using my voice and being okay with the fact that people are probably going to disagree with that and they're probably going to have different opinions. And funnily enough, that kind of ties in to what this episode is about today. So I really want to dive into the topic of online influence and more specifically how that is currently changing and the impact that is having on the way that you market your business. So just for a little bit of context, when I'm speaking about online influence, I don't necessarily mean influencers, although that plays a huge part in this topic, but actually, we are all of influence online. Whether you're a business owner or you're just posting for the joy of it, sharing, whatever it is you're sharing, has the potential to create some impact on somebody else. And the whole influencer industry was really born from this. And it was born from this idea that I actually studied in my dissertation, that smaller communities that are more connected have greater levels of trust and therefore greater levels of influence, you know, for selling, for sharing ideas, whatever. And just as a little side note here, this is why when clients come to me and they say, oh, I only have a really small following, like I can't really make my business work like this. I'm like, you got a smaller following, but you have greater trust and greater connections within that. So actually, that's not true. But what we've seen really take shape over the past decade now, is this world of online influence and this hierarchy of influence depending on how many followers somebody has. So it's this really weird notion that the greater the following, the more authority people are perceived to have. Or have been perceived. And that's really what I want to dive into today. So you will have noticed this, like I say, it is like a weird world. Like when you actually stop and think about it, the fact that we have this influencer industry is kind of bizarre. But essentially what's happened is that influencers have been placed on this level of authority that, you know, they're sharing knowledge and they're sharing recommendations and insights and all of these different things. And I find this really bizarre that we have almost created followers to be a qualification, is sometimes what it feels like. The amount of times I'm scrolling through social media and I'm seeing influencers speak about stuff that I'm like, there's no qualification here. Like, this person is probably no more knowledgeable than a friend of yours. And yet there is this kind of hierarchy that, oh, you know, they know what they're talking about. And what I am seeing right now is a huge dismantling of this. Huge. The trust towards this is decreasing. Massively, massively decreasing. And when I think about why, I've been speaking to some clients about this, and a client said something the other day that really landed with me. And she said the words, "I'm tired of being dictated to." I was like, ooh, yeah. That's a really good way of presenting it. And when I say dictated to, I really mean this culture that the online influence world has created of, I know more. The way that I live is better. Live like me. Do this and you'll get that. This is how to be healthy. This is how to do this. This is how you should start your day. And what I'm really seeing in terms of the dismantling of this is just this huge energy. It's really funny. I was thinking then, what is this huge energy? And the thing that came through really strong was like, oh, just fuck off. It really came through there of like, exhaustion of constantly being told how to live our lives, constantly being made to feel like the what we're doing is not good enough or could be better, constantly being under this illusion that our lives aren't living up to the expectation of what they should be. And I've shared this on my story, and you've probably seen it yourself. We're starting to see a lot of these videos surface that are calling out this stuff. And I've been watching some hilarious content on this. My favorite ones are the ones that are like point of view influencers doing a day in a life. And they like film themselves getting out of bed, setting up their camera, you know, putting on a bit of makeup, sorting out their hair, then getting back into bed and like pretending to sit up and yawn and wake up. Like, listen to me say that. It just sounds so bizarre, but it's so normalized. And kind of creating this perfect morning routine when the chances are their morning routine is actually probably them sitting scrolling. And what I'm just seeing is people seeing through this stuff, like seeing through how constructed the content is to fit a certain image and to promote a certain lifestyle. And it's really conflicting for people, right? Because you're comparing yourself to a reality that you actually know deep down isn't true. And I think a lot of people are waking up or have woken up to the fact that it isn't true, right? There isn't truth in it. And actually, we just don't want to see it. We want to see realness. We want to see connection. The reason these videos that do so well of like opposite of that girl morning, right? Like, if you don't know what that girl is, it's basically this aesthetic where girls wear matching gym sets, drink matcha lattes, do Pilates in their homes and have green smoothies. And, you know, that's great. I actually do all of those things. But people are tired of seeing this picture of perfection. And they're actually lapping up the content that opposes that because they want to feel human. They want to know that how they live their lives is okay and that they don't have to be constantly trying to meet this ideal that is so unrealistic. And then another lens of this is that like live life better. So every time I open up my Instagram and I see someone doing like a talking story or a video on like basically the premise is how you're living your life is shit. This is what you should be doing. That's not the premise, but that's kind of how it feels like. I just sigh and roll my eyes because I'm just bored of it. I'm so bored of having people talk at me like, you need to be doing this and you need to be doing that, and this is why you're struggling and failing at life. And like, we don't go on social media to absorb stuff like that. You know, maybe sometimes we're open to it, but a lot of what I studied within advertising psychology is a concept called behavioral economics, and it's basically tapping in to where people are at. So their desire, their concentration levels, their mood, like whatever it is that they are sitting with, it's speaking to them where they're at. And many of us use social media as an escape, as a distraction. We want to just like sink into this alternate universe for a while to escape our realities. And when we're constantly being bombarded with content that actually makes us feel worse about our realities, there's this huge disconnect there. And I think particularly when it comes from somebody that is no different to you or I, but seems to have been put on this imaginary pedestal that because they have following, they have this authority. And it feels off. It feels so, so icky. And I've been having some conversations about this with some clients and with some friends. And some of the things that are coming up are that it's really patronizing. Like, it does feel like you're being spoken down to. And also, can I just say, it's the same shit over and over, right? Like, no one's really saying anything that groundbreaking. It's just stuff regurgitated. So patronizing was coming up a lot. Really disempowering was what came up. Like this, I don't know, just designed to make you feel crap about yourself. And it's usually because people are selling something. And you know, that's a way that marketing works, is make somebody feel like they're missing out, and then, oh, ta-da, here they go. They want your product. Something else is coming up. It's like, I was speaking to a client the other day who was saying that I don't actually want what these people are promoting, these kinds of lifestyles. And we see this a lot within the business coaching industry of like the 10K months and the more. I was speaking to a client the other day who was saying that she actually felt really happy with her business progress. And then she spent some time scrolling and absorbed all of this mentality. And it's presented as though everyone should want this. Why wouldn't you want this? And then she felt really disheartened. Like, oh, am I just crap at business? No, of course not. She's had an amazing month and she feels really aligned and she's really in flow and she's loving what she's doing. But a 5-minute scroll had her convinced that she's doing it all wrong and she's a million miles behind. And this just doesn't feel good. It's really exhausting. And you know what? It's really boring. Really boring. And this has had me, like I say, I'm really like riled about this topic. Particularly one thing that does really get under my skin is, like I said, this whole assumption that because somebody has a following, they're qualified to speak on certain things. Like, bizarre to me. The amount of influencers that are basically posing as life coaches in their Q&As. People are asking them deep life questions. And they're put in this position of authority just because a lot of people follow them. But actually, there's no kind of censorship of to what they're saying here. I actually saw one the other day and I was like, wow, that advice feels, you know, kind of off. Which, again, is just my opinion. But what I do think is that we're seeing this crumble of that authority. I think people are starting to awaken to the fact that actually just having followers doesn't give authority. And what I think this is calling on, let me kind of link this all back to business and make it relevant after my fiery little rant there, is for us to be more grounded in our authority. And so when I speak of this word, because I know a lot of us have resistance to it, a brand authority is essentially just how trustworthy you are. And if you are a business, you are a brand. Like, even you as a human on some level on social media, there's kind of a brand to it. I'm not going to go into the psychology of that. But it's essentially just like, why are you the one to hold this space? And the way that we establish our authority doesn't have to be constantly informing. It doesn't have to be this, like I say, live life like me, or this is how you should do it. Like, we don't actually have to be that rigid. What I believe one of the most effective ways to showcase your authority is creating connection. When you think about online influence, this is kind of what I studied and the impact of micro influence. If a friend posts, oh, I had this amazing massage, it was so, so good, you're far more likely to be like, oh, who is it with? Like, I really want a massage. Them tell you and then you trust their recommendation versus an influencer who said, I had this amazing massage, hashtag ad. Like, there's just common sense, right? But I think the reason being is because when it is somebody you know, there is that like human to human connection, and that makes the trust a lot stronger. When you know someone on a deeper level, you trust them. And so when we're thinking about having influence in the online space, creating trust within our communities, what we actually need is a deeper connection. And we don't connect with people when we are presenting this polished version, this like hierarchy of speaking down to people. We create trust by showing ourselves, our real selves. One thing I do all of the time is show like realities of situations. I did this a lot when I lived in the van, and I ended up having press contact me because they were like, oh my god, can you talk about this? Because no one's talking about it. All we're seeing is this polished version of van life. And for anybody that's done van life, you will know that's absolute bullshit. There is nothing polished about living in a van. But then people connect to that because they see the realness. And ultimately, when we're scrolling, all we really want is to feel seen. We want this human-to-human connection, even through an online space. Because when somebody else shares their reality and you see yours mirrored within that, that feeling of being seen is unmatched. If I think about the posts that get the most engagement of mine, it's always the ones where I've shared the realness of something. And the messages are always like huge exhales of like, oh, I really thought I was the only one feeling this. Like, thank God somebody else feels it. And then we have that connection there. And so online influence and building this brand authority has nothing to do with how well you live your life, how much information you can give people, how much change you can create, and, you know, all of the things that we're seeing online, how many followers you have, how many views your video got. Like, it's all totally irrelevant, and it's really missing the point of true authority, true trust, true influence. If you actually want to have influence, ask yourself how you can show you're human. The human behind the business, the human behind the posts. Where can you actually invite in your vulnerability? Where can you speak on the things you're passionate about without this ego dictatorship way of being? And you can say, you know what, like, I really believe this is the right way. I really believe strongly in this. Like, this is what I think everybody should know, have knowledge of. You can be strong in it, but with the space of I'm not saying it's right and wrong. This is my beliefs. This is what I really share on. And I'm not saying you have to live your life like this, right? Because I think that's the bit that's added that feels icky. Because people sharing what they believe in, sharing their opinions, sharing their truth, we need more of that. That's incredible. But when it's added with the lens of, and you should think like this too, you should behave like this, this is going to work for you, people don't like it. There's huge disconnect there. And I see this again all the time in the business coaching world. When we're referring to those like 10K months, this is how I reach 10K months and you can too. How many times have you actually read a post like that and it's worked for you? For me, never. Never, ever, ever. And I think what we're really calling in right now is this desire to meet humans on an individual level. Stop grouping everyone as the same. One size fits all approaches. This is right, this is wrong on a collective level. And I think we're really calling for more nuance, more understanding, more compassion. Releasing these hierarchies of influence and actually just all standing beside each other. And you know, there is an element of like people are going to invest in you if they feel like you can help them. So it's okay, like I said, to have more knowledge on things, to share that, to show how you can be of service. But it's so important to ensure we're not doing that in a way that actually just makes people feel shit about themselves or makes people feel like they need us, they have to have us, because we have this like untapped knowledge that they have to spend £1,000 to be able to get access to. All that does is create distrust. What if we can come to it from, you know what? I've really embodied this. I really believe in this. I've spent a lot of time developing my skills in this. This is what I believe. This is my truth. This is my passion. I want to invite you into this without it being like, this is right, you're wrong, I'm better, I know everything. I really do feel like this ego way of marketing is being dismantled right now. This online influence of hierarchy is collapsing. And I, for one, am thrilled about it. And I'm going to be diving into this a lot more because, like I say, it's something I'm very passionate about. And it is also something that I speak about a lot with my one-to-one clients. Like, how do you actually want to be seen in your space? How do you want people to feel when they come into your space? How do you want to be of service? You know, without this ego lens, just from sharing a place of truth, sharing from a place of alignment, and trusting that that still does create strong invitation. I think a lot of people adopt these tactics, principles, whatever you want to call them, because they lack full confidence in what they do. They feel like they have to really shout about it. They have to be really bullshy and, you know, say that it's right. This is the way. But you really don't. You really, really don't. And so if you want to explore that a little bit further, I would love to have a chat with you. You can book in for a free 15-minute call below. And I would also just love to hear your opinions on this topic because I realize it's a big one. So please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. Again, that will be below. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you and your thoughts.
Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to come and connect with some fellow conscious creators, you can find me at @ConsciousCreatorCo_. And if you would like to work with me on a one-to-one or a group capacity to help you find that conscious creation that I know is sitting within you, then you can book a free 15-minute call with me in the link in the show notes. I hope you have a consciously connected day.